Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here, shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that job. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, stranger?
It has been a while. 6 weeks.
6 weeks, to be exact.
I haven't drank a beer in 6 weeks.
Minutes?
That seems unreal.
No, it's about six minutes. Well,
I've had beer. We had beer
before the show. So,
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Stopped by Southern Tail.
Well, yeah, we did. It was good. Thank you. Full disclaimer.
I did work there.
No, that's all right. I like that because you know why? First time I've been since you worked there, and guess what I paid tonight?
You got a free meal.
I got a free meal and beer.
I like that, and you got great service and great food.
Whitney, I believe, was our server at Southern Tail, and I recommend if anybody go ask for her because she kept our drinks wet and our food hot.
Whitney is amazing.
So go check them out. Great advertiser here on Tap Time.
Yeah,
so.
And I will say we brought a beer from there.
We did.
This weekend's marathon weekend in Little Rock. I'm not running. You're not running.
You're a runner, though.
I've run the half many times. Yeah. I've never run the full marathon.
Yeah.
I've run the half a lot. I'm not running this year, but our head brewer is, Scott Kirk. We'll be cheering him on.
He is running. Is he running the full beer for it?
Yeah, he's doing the half.
He will run inside to get the beer, I bet.
Yeah, because, see, we're at the 8 and a half-ish mile mark. So during mile 8, we made a beer called Mile 8. It's a green tea lager, and you can kind of stop there and grab a beer if you want. And
yeah. You will have to run inside to grab it, though, correct?
Yeah. But then, I mean, there's several breweries on that path.
Yeah,
really.
when you said that, I was kind of like, yeah, I mean.
Vino's is always serving.
There's plenty of people along the
route. I used to drink two or three beers during the half before Southern Tail.
You always had Vino's. You had Lost 40, I think, up in Hillcrest. I think U.S. Pizza always kind of had some things going on. And a lot of restaurants would have stuff going on, as they should.
It's a great weekend for Little Rock. A lot of people come in. A lot of people be out at breweries, I'm sure, Saturday after the race. Sunday after the race, sorry.
Sunday, but you would be surprised how many people would be out Saturday night carbing up.
Oh, you got
to
carb up.
You don't have to go drink 10 beers, but a beer or two is not. I had a buddy one time. I went with him to Nashville. Him and another buddy ran the Nashville Marathon, the Music City.
My wife has run that, yeah.
And we were still out on, what's the road there in Nashville, the main drag?
Second Avenue.
Whatever that main drag is in Nashville.
Kid Rock Row.
Yeah, why'd you have to say that? No. Anyway, we were still out there at 2:30 in the morning, and they were supposed to be at the start line at 7, and we were staying like 45 minutes away, and they got up. I had one of them run the half, one of them run the full. The guy that ran the half, my buddy, ran with him. They ran it in 2.5 hours. And then my buddy that ran the full did the second half in like an hour and 45 minutes.
Nice.
And we had been out there literally till like 2:30 in the morning. And I was surprised when, first of all, I would have rolled over in bed the next morning and said, no, not running. But they did. And
I'm surprised. I was surprised at how many beer drinkers Broadway, there are.
Broadway, that's that, that area, isn't it? Broadway.
You're not surprised because you used to serve Michelob Ultra to the finishers. I remember getting a couple of them off of you. A lot of people that run and bike like beer.
Well,
they kind of go hand
beer
in hand.
Is a good recovery drink. I mean,
go by and get our new green tea lager while you're in town, or just it's a really nice little beer. We're going to drink it here on the air tonight, as well as something else we'll talk about in a little bit. But that's not who we got on the show.
No,
with us. We've got a new guest.
Something first timer, and somebody I told him when you got up to do something that I've been keeping my eye on them. And I guess maybe it was first notice for me when they had some issues within the city of getting, and we're not going to bash a city or whatever, but our buddy Chris Robbins from Buckman Brewery.
Buckman Brewhouse.
Brewhouse, yes.
Yeah, right.
And bakery.
Say brewery.
That's
and
right.
And bakery up in Cabot.
Yes, sir.
Is joining us tonight, and I have not been up there yet. I actually had an employee of mine. Kid that works for me was there. You guys opening night. He a friend of his got a couple invites and invited him, and he had some good things to say.
Oh, I
and
love that.
I'm more excited about the beer or the bread.
Yeah. Well, I got to go in there yesterday.
Yep.
And when I walked in, I love to walk in a brew house and smell beer. I walked in, the first thing I smelled was this delicious bread.
You sure it wasn't a little bit of beer?
It may have been a mixture of both. But we got to start with this question. This is what we always start with a new guest at Open a Brewery.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what the heck were you thinking? Why did you guys decide to open a brewery in Cabot, Arkansas?
We love punishment.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and the interesting thing that you all are talking about, bread and beer, I mean, they're synonymous. I mean, really all we're doing is drinking liquid bread. Right?
Well, I mean,
and so
if we were all in prison tonight, we'd be putting a lot of apple juice and bread in a bag.
That's right. You got to harvest that yeast.
Yes, exactly.
How do we go straight to prison?
Well, I just saw the bread. That was a good mix.
I have that look. I usually bring that out of people.
Yeah.
So.
why how do we end up with Cabot?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a great question. Well, I mean, honestly.
Wonderful town.
Yes,
love Cabot.
Absolutely. And I had some family that moved in there, and they had a Shark Tank type business boot camp, I guess the best way to say it, the business boot camp. And they had a bunch of people come in from the ASTTBC, I believe it's called, the Arkansas Technology Business and Development Center, University of North Little Rock. They came in and they helped, you know, because they would do different things for people, showing like, you know, marketing, different data, all that stuff. And then they had legal, how to start a small business. I mean, just a lot of small business stuff, basically. How to make it happen if you are interested in that. So there was a lot of people that came in, and we were one that, and we told some of the people in the city, yeah, this is our dream. We want to start a brew house, start a brewery. I'd been brewing at that time, I think about 13 years. And, you know, and two years later, we were able to open. And and really, Cabot, we had done a poll, and we had about 96% of people wanted us there.
Oh, wow.
So, and that was
For those who don't know, Cabot's in a dry county.
Yes, yes, dry county.
Moist county, maybe. I mean, Cabot, there's a lot of pubs and bars around there now, I've seen, or restaurants that serve beer.
Correct.
Or whatever. So, yeah, there's a...
Well, and that's becoming a pretty common thing.
Yes.
We have, what, 3-4 that I know of, including you guys, because you have one in Conway, Rogue Roundabout, and you've got two Native Brew Works and the big, or Lebowski's in Jonesboro. We had another one, but I think
Lebowski
they've owned it.
Lebowski Brothers,
Lebowski Brothers. I think they...
Really nice.
Up in Mena, but I think they voted that county wet since then.
Yep.
So, there are I guess there are just three in Arkansas and Dry County.
Yeah, and we had a little bit. You had, the farm? Our good friends.
Preston Rose.
Preston Rose for a minute. Now, I don't know that they were actually brewing in Clarksville. but they had opened a tap room in Clarksville.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But I don't know if they had ever opened – I don't know if they were brewing there, but
– I think what you probably see – you probably see
– our friends that were at Blade & Barrel in Jacksonville
that are moving to Searcy, which is
who've been a big supporter.
Which is super
them.
Which is – now, Chris, I know you're not from Arkansas, but when you hear the word Searcy and a brewery, that's like the last thing I would have ever thought
I was shocked. Yes. And a lot of people were shocked. And it's funny because I talked to Jim, who's one of the guys there, and he's like, yeah, it's been really relatively easy. You know,
you have a community that has gotten a little bit more lax, and there are private clubs. Yes.
Let's not pretend there's not craft beer lovers in Cabot.
Right. No,
even though it's dry.
Absolutely.
And they come to Little Rock, or I'm sure there are a lot of craft beer. Probably have a homebrew club.
And we've had a few of the Central Arkansas fermenters come in who would love to be there and hang out and do stuff. And, you know, and really, it's about options, right?
Yeah.
What I love about breweries is we're all about collaboration. Brewers and breweries in general are not about competition. They're always about collaboration, which is, I think, at the heart of brewing in general, because we're going off of how many thousands of years of people using very similar recipes, but just creating a craft, but also creating a community. And I think that's a good thing.
The more craft beer lovers you make, the more craft beer breweries will succeed.
So absolutely. Amen.
Everybody
you can't
get
say
in
it better
on
than
it.
That. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I came to the Dry County to have a beer at your place because I'm excited anytime a new brewery opens. And I think a lot of people feel that way. I mean, you just want to go, well, you guys have a nice-looking restaurant, too.
I appreciate it.
Now, I can't say your food's great yet.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the food, but I saw a lot coming out when I was sitting there, and it looked really good, so I'll be back.
I just want to come try the bread. Yeah. I mean, the beer, but...
We do have a bread flight, so you can get a beer flight and a bread flight.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, right. We have three different butters that my wife has set up. Yeah. It's a hot honey butter using Richard's Honey, which is a local honey producer, and then we have a garlic butter, and we also have a browned butter, which has got a little sweetness.
Do you guys do, like, some kind of cinnamon raisin bread?
We've done it.
Okay.
We have a blueberry lemon bread.
Oh, that actually,
a lot of different stuff. We have a maple pecan. We've had a double chocolate brownie, but it's all wild yeasted bread, and it's amazing.
So I want to get into that later on in the show. We don't want to blow our load here in the first segment.
Hit the buzzer.
Yeah, no, there was nothing wrong about that. We don't want to do everything in the first segment, but I do have a question. I'll let you ponder on it.
Okay.
Yeast and bread,
wild
yeast at that.
Yes.
And a brew house. So I'll let you ponder on that because we do have some beer guys out there that listen that.
Scratching their heads right now, going, what?
Yeah, like what? Because I do know of breweries that started out as a regular brewery that introduced wild yeast that
I was
turned
thinking,
into sour breweries.
You know what
real
I was
quick.
Thinking? Yep. Mother's Brewery in Springfield. Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
That was an old bread factory.
Oh, yeah.
And they bought it and turned it into a brewery. And I even wondered them, like, how,
is
what's
there
the
yeast
last time
up?
This,
like, yeah, like yeah.
when's
is it
the
up?
Last time yeah. they made it was an old Wonder Bread
well, I think the,
factory.
I think wow. the most famous one probably would be down in Austin, Texas, and the name is I'm losing it at the minute, but they started out as a brewery, introduced wild beers, and had to basically convert to a sour brewery because they couldn't get rid of the wild yeast. I'll figure that name. It's a big net. What is it, Scott, down in Austin?
I don't know, but that's why we kettle sour these
that's
days.
That's right.
We had this discussion yesterday.
I'm a big kettle. I love a good Berliner Weiss.
I think kettle sours are.
Yeah.
Yeah, just as excellent. Y'all don't have a sour yet.
Not yet. I've made a ton of kettle sours. I love kettle sours, and what I love about kettle sours is it's kind of like the old idea of the chef sitting in front of the cook pot who keeps going back to it and tasting it, going, not yet, not yet.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about a good kettle sour is I usually, about every 6 to 8 hours, you just keep coming in and tasting. So.
Well, you don't have the sours yet, but right now, let's say they're listening. They're like, "Hey, we want to come check out the brewery. What are you most proud of right now? What three or four beers do you have?" You're like, "Hey, you're new here. Try this.
Absolutely. So one of the things that we have is our Naughty Blonde, and I love a good blonde ale. But our blonde ale is we call it a Naughty Blonde because it doesn't like to it doesn't like to stop. We use really good honey malts and Arkansas honey, and so it gets a little stronger than your average blonde. We're actually sitting anywhere from 6.1 to 6.9%
in our
that's why we call it that. But it's very smooth, very tasty. A lot of people who just like light beer like that one. I have a oatmeal vanilla porter. I'm a big believer that there's a dark beer for everyone, and I've got a lot of people convinced so far due to my porter. It's very smooth. It sits at 7.5%, and it's probably one of the smoothest dark beers most people have had. It's just a good one, and we've made a mocha stout out of that one as well with a good cold brew, double batched, cowboy batched cold brew coffee from a local roaster there.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
And my own vanilla tinctures and my own chocolate tinctures that I put in using cacao nibs and fresh vanilla beans and 80 proof vodka. So
now, I saw some Jefes and variants of Jefes when I was in there.
Yeah,
in fact,
absolutely.
I had a jalapeno mango Jefe, I think.
Yes, sir. That's our El Jefe.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So you've got several kind of in that line.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. So, you know, the great thing about Hefeweizens, and people, yeah, you know, brewers know this, Hefeweizen doesn't, there's not a fruit, an adjunct or fruit that Hefeweizens don't like. They like to mix. And the mango, we use fresh mango, we use mango puree, and then I make my own jalapeno tinctures. And so I've made a macho El Jefe where you get a little more, you know, jalapeno.
Yeah, but I didn't get to try that one.
Yeah.
I tried the regular, and it wasn't too hot.
No,
you know,
no.
Some
yeah.
of those beers can get pretty hot, and sometimes
yes.
I like them hot.
I want them to be sessionable.
Very
yeah.
subtle yeah. hints of the heat, and I thought that was pretty tasty.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Yeah, and, you know, and then we have another one called El Primo, and I take the same Hefeweizen yeast and put in my own lime tincture. So I get about, depends on the amount, but lime and 80 proof vodka, zesting it fresh, and then a little bit of salt. And it's kind of like a dogfish head with the sea. I think it's called sea.
A sequench.
Sequench, yeah.
A yeah. yeah.
little bit, kind of a hearken to that. And yeah, but it's great because it's an easy drinker at 5.3, I think, 5.3
or 5.6%. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Scott, I was going to say, I looked up while y'all were talking the brewery, but then I also noticed I got a notification on Facebook, and we actually do have a listener tonight.
Oh, nice.
Bryant Partridge wanted to let us know that was Jester King down in Austin that started out as a normal brewery that ended up as a sour brewery because
slightly outside of Austin.
Yeah.
Beautiful brewery. Man,
yeah.
That's yeah. And now they're the kings of that. Like,
yeah.
They make great beers straight up.
So we do have a listener to all our detractors out there.
We have a smart listener.
Say they don't listen.
I think of the name of
we,
and
we
I've been
have
to
at
Jester
least
King.
One, yeah.
I've sat at Jester King for a whole afternoon drinking beer.
That's awesome.
All right. Man, if all these segments go by this quick tonight.
Oh, we got a lot more yeast questions. We got a lot.
I got beer. I got an interesting background question.
Yeah,
because,
we
got
to get into the name.
Chris.
Because when I went in there, I expected his name to be Chris Buckman.
Yeah.
And it was not.
And
like,
we
got to
get the name. And I want to know a little bit about Chris's interesting background.
Oh, yeah.
And how he got. Did you know he's got an interesting background of his grandfather? Yeah. Grandfather or great grandfather?
Great grandfather.
That brewed beer during Prohibition.
Oh,
so we got to figure that out, or we got to talk to him about that. But you're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural Pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen, Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Space Sweet Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-382-9100. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-382-9100. That's 501-382-9100.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agent Kyle Stone in Pine Bluff, Justin Stewart in Malvern, or Drew Self in Hot Springs today.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, can I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty outside, some lemonade will be nice. Stop a fight from the top to a BK. Got a bar, got a drink, bar, girls. Got the bait on the front board. See, I got some icing. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash up from the S Martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
Scott, I told you earlier, I got to go to Dallas this weekend.
The big E.
Well, actually, Frisco.
Yeah.
I don't have to venture on it.
It's a nice ballpark in Frisco.
Well, that saves me about an hour not having to venture down actually into Dallas. Going down there for a volleyball tournament.
Playing volleyball?
I'm not. I'm going to watch. But I told you, I said, I'm staying at a hotel. And unbeknownst to me, my wife, who does not drink beer at all, doesn't really care for it. She used to, and then, you know, a couple kids later, and her taste for beer just went away. She was like, oh, and there's a brewery down the street from our hotel. And I about fainted when she told me that, because I wasn't, like, expecting that. But if I wasn't going to be in Dallas this weekend, you know what I'd do?
I bet you fire
one
up the grill.
Kiss.
Because
I would.
It's beautiful weather.
It's supposed to be beautiful weather.
And I know what you do. I'd go get some red meat.
I'd go see my friends at Edwards Food Giant up on
Cantrell. Best place
Cantrell.
To get red meat.
And I'd visit that butcher counter. Chris, if you've never been to Edwards Food Giant, I recommend. They are a locally owned supermarket chain here in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got the best meats in town.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Good
beer selections, too. Yeah.
Good beer, local beer selections as well. If it's canned locally, I guarantee you it's about 99% sure they have it.
Sounds good.
But I'd go get me one of those. I might have to opt for that dry-age ribeye that they have and then get my personal favorite, the house-made brats. But if you're looking for any beer this weekend or any meat, Swift all-natural pork, certified Angus beef, or my personal favorites, their house-made brats, go check our friends out. Either close to my house up on Cantrell, Mississippi, or down the street from Scott's house over in Lakewood in North Little Rock.
Good beer
so
selection.
So go see our friends at Edwards Food Giant.
You got
Scott,
me so curious as well. I wonder if you're by Union Bear Brewing, because Union Bear is a
good
brewery.
Look it up. I'll look it up in just a minute.
And if anybody from Union Bear is listening.
But first of all, you brought us in. A beer.
I did. I brought that one. We talked about at the top of the show, but now
Southern
that we're
Tale.
All drinking it.
Yeah.
This is kind of made for the runners. You know, it's like I said, more and more people now when they run or bike, they kind of go to beer afterwards. Bryce sells a good one. It's a Michelob Ultra, super light, super refreshing. Yeah, this is green tea lager.
Yeah.
Southern Tales. I thought it's pretty tasty. You kind of get a little bit of that tea on the back end, a real nice light herbal. But yeah, this is a really nice beer.
So I did find it.
We released it today, so it's going to be.
And it is good. And
go by the brewery, stand and cheer on the runners, drink our beer.
It's kind of got, what'd you say? What, a green herbal tea or something?
Yeah, but you know, I don't get as much in the nose as I kind of do on just the back end.
Yeah.
It's got a really good lager finish. Very crisp.
Yeah, not overwhelming with tea if you're worried about that. That's a real nice, easy drinking beer.
So the brewery, I just looked it up, that is down the street from my hotel is called Roller Town Beer Works.
I am not even familiar
not
with
either.
That at all.
But I'm going to go check them out.
Heck yeah,
because
man.
For one, they're down the street, and literally the second bit, Scott knows this a lot, next to Hazy IPAs, Chris, which are my favorite. Second favorite are sours, and the second, third, fourth beer on their menu are all three sours. So that tells me right there I'm going to have to go check
it out. I mean,
hey,
they're no Jester King, I'll tell you right now.
They're not. And speaking of sours, Chris, you guys, not only are you a brewery or a brew house,
yes.
You guys are a bakery, and you mentioned that, but –
Do you have nightmares?
Well, first of all, yes.
Can you
We have a lot of protocols to keep that lactose bacillus where it needs to be.
That was the first thing when I heard, hey, there's a new brewery opening up in Cabot.
That's
and by the way, they're going to be a bakery too.
That's right.
So
that's
I was kind of like, and I even asked Scott yesterday when I called him, I said, so do they have is the bakery like next door, or is it separate,
yep,
or what? But a lot of people of our listeners out there that don't know, yes, it takes yeast. While a different type of yeast, and yes, you could make an alcoholic drink with the bread yeast that you can go to the grocery store and buy, but it is not good for yeast, wild yeast, to mix in a controlled environment trying to make beer.
That's right.
So what are your concerns? What are your thoughts? And what have y'all done to mitigate that?
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of good – that's a great question. And honestly, it really comes down to systems, right?
Yeah.
You want to have good systems. You want to have good clean – I mean, and every home brewer knows this. I mean, I don't think I've met a home brewer that hasn't had to dump a batch because of, you know, just –
I hope they would.
You're talking to two.
Yeah.
You're talking to two right here in the studio.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing.
So,
I mean, nothing hurts more than dumping a batch.
So Chris and I, Scott, a long time ago, we used to brew beer.
Yeah.
But we figured out we can buy much better beer than we can brew.
Right, right.
So that was – I had about a short-lived 18 months of home brewing.
I love that. Yeah, there you go. Well, and you know, honestly, it comes down to systems. It comes down to control. We, you know, our bakery is in the back half. We have a 5,600 square foot facility in the old firehouse there, and the ferment room.
Oh, is that
room.
What that building is?
Yeah, it was an old firehouse.
Oh,
well,
I did not pick that up.
Yeah, it was an old jail. It was the old
Very
city
cool.
hall. There was a library there at one time.
You know what you need to make now? Yeah. I mean, we laughed about it earlier. If that was an old jail, you need to make some hooch.
Oh, yeah.
Like some jailhouse hooch. Let's just make it and see how it comes out. We don't have, have to serve it.
That's
right. Invite Scott and I up and we'll...
We're down for making... that's the one thing we're about is craft. And so, you know, when it comes to the wild yeast in the bread and the yeast we use, we try to keep everything separate, you know.
Yeah.
So everything, it does have its place, but you know, it's you're constantly battling.
Yeah, so you're just stringent on these protocols. You're
right.
Like, no.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me this on the flip side of that. I mean, what have you learned in that world of the baking that you've taken into brewing?
Oh, so
you've
many
obviously
things.
Been homebrewing for a long time.
Yeah, and I've helped my wife. No, my wife has been baking bread for over 20
years.
She's
the master baker.
She is. She is the baker. She's the CDC or chef de cuisine, kitchen manager. And honestly, she had to teach our people about 120 to 130 recipes.
Yeah.
So a lot of setups, because everything we do is homemade, just like our beer, right? Like we want to, you know, in a day and age where there's a lot of flavor malts and artificial flavors and colorings, we try to get it as natural as possible. Just back in the day, like what they used to do, right? We talked about just the idea of, you know, having that that freshness, that crispness, and you get that from a good ingredient, quality setup, and so we try to keep it that way as much as possible.
So you see similarities.
Yeah,
you're both creating.
Yeah,
you're both using yeast.
That's that's right.
And that's, I mean, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
When you first hear it, you're like, what?
Yeah.
There's a bakery in the same place as a brewery.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I can kind of see it as more of a kismet now. You know, it's like these things go together.
That's right.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, Chris, your background, you've got a very interesting background. How did you get into brewing beer? And you can, you know, maybe your family history.
Right,
a little bit
right.
Of that.
Well,
why is it called Buckman? We got to know that.
Yeah, that's a good start.
That on social media. Yeah.
So my last name is Robbins, and my name is Christopher Robbins. So, and yes, I am Winnie the Pooh and 100 Acre Woods and whatnot. And that's all a part of it. And
but so, you're wearing pants. Let's just
that's
get that
right,
out there.
That's right.
Everybody.
I don't have those
he
shorts
has pants on.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. But my dad, my grandpa, was a Robbins, and he married a Buckman, Betty Buckman.
Okay.
And and Betty Buckman, her dad, she was actually the youngest of four, one of three brothers. One died on the beaches of Normandy, storming the beaches in World War II.
Wow.
And actually that was who my dad was named after. It was John. They called him Jack. And he was a Buckman. And then my grandpa was Paul Buckman, my great grandpa.
Yeah.
Paul Buckman, and he was a big wig at the Santa Fe Railroad, I think, in Kansas City, up in Kansas. And basically, he had a medicinal card from the governor, and they were the first one in the town they lived in to have a phone that everybody would come in and use their phone, you know, because nobody had a phone. And then they would also, my grandma would feed all the kids from the school. So they'd come in. But my grandpa was really big on brewing beer because, one, beer was good. And he understood the community value of it. And so he would give a lot of it away.
And apparently the governor got a hold of some. And he needed a good, reliable source for his beer during
That's
Prohibition.
Right. That's right.
So he couldn't sell it?
He couldn't sell it.
So you're saying he had a medicinal card?
For personal use. And he would make it, and he would brew it. And then my uncle, who remembers when he was 5-6 years old, would go down the basement and help my grandpa bottle cap. And bottle cap in natural condition.
This is in your blood.
Yeah, it's in my blood. We haven't gone back yet to my 8th grade uncle and great aunt. So that's all.
So I do. I will ask this,
now
and I can't
to.
Remember who it is,
that.
And I wish I knew. Yeah. But it seemed like we've had a guest in here that figured out their grandfather used to brew beer, and his grandmother or aunt or something gave him a book that passed on some recipes, and they brewed some beer. Do you have anything like that?
From my uncle.
Yeah.
Only from my uncle. Unfortunately, I didn't get any of my grandpa's, but I wished I did. Yeah.
So do you ever foresee a beer that your uncle brewed showing up on and honoring your family lineage?
Yes, absolutely. He had a raspberry
old
quack.
Old school recipes,
that was,
crike, come on now.
He had a really good one that was
9%.
It was amazing.
Did any of them have glitter in them?
No. No glitter. No glitter. Only good ingredients. I don't know if I can say this, but glitter is the herpes of craft supplies. So it gets everywhere. It just gets everywhere, and it's bad. So you don't want that.
So you got a you got a lineage of that told you need to open a brewery and Cabot.
Yep.
This isn't something you're like, you know, a couple of years ago, I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love the setup. I love everything. When I walked in, I was blown away. I think it's really nice. I hope everybody listening, drive from Little Rock. It's 20 minutes, and go check it out.
I mean,
we have a shortage of breweries in Central Arkansas anyway. Yeah. I say it all the time. We could have another 10 and still support them if everybody got out of their house.
Well, it's also, I go back to,
go to Cabot and check this out.
What do you want to be? Do you want to be a big regional brewery, or do you want to be a guy that opens a restaurant and provides beer to the community, and maybe eventually you have a few bars and restaurants that carry a tap or two.
Let yourself grow at your pace. I know now you're not trying to put beer on the shelf in San Diego, California.
No, Buckman. No, we want to go slow.
Yeah.
You know, and really part of it is because we're a family, and we only have, it's just us. You know, the good Lord has to provide the people for it. But at the end of the day, we want to provide a quality product. But more importantly, we want to provide community. And that's what I believe a good brew house is. It's about community. And when you really look at the way bars, brew houses, tap rooms were 100, 200 years ago.
They were a gathering place.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, you had the Knoll Post. They had the post where they would put you know, messages for people on. So it'd say, hey, when Tim O'Leary comes in town, let him know I got 20 goats for him, and they would post it up there because it was the place they could gather, and they would know the messages would get across, and it was a place for people to hang out and actually come up with good ideas and come up with good relationships and all that.
So can we get one of those signs for Scott up in Cabot that he know we can relay the message? He's got a couple goats waiting on him up there.
Some big ones.
When we come back, we still have some more.
I got a lot more questions.
Well, I want to ask about a couple of the beers he's going to brew.
Yeah.
And we
got to talk about the Revolutionary War aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Scott, he's going.
It's good. I hope Ian's listening. And Ian would love the show.
Ian would. You would be. Do you know Ian over at Stone's Throw?
No.
You got to meet him. And then I got a sample of something here in studio that
we
need to try.
Check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Taptown's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen, Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Space Sweet Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed, and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
You like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you could save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Italian subs for your finance team at Chicago. Easy Cater. Burritos for your call center crew in Plano. Easy Cater. Bagels for your sales reps meeting clients in Charlotte. Easy Cater. Hot chicken sandwiches for your third shift warehouse workers in Memphis. Easy Cater. Your teams may be spread out across the country, but you've got one platform to feed them all, whenever and wherever they work, with food they love from favorite restaurants. Easy Cater. Food for the workplace, all in one place.
Order now at EasyCater.com.
103.7 The Buzz is your home for Arkansas Razorback basketball. Coverage is brought to you by Lion Legal Services, Kaufman by Design West, Bell Chevrolet, Network Services Group, and Winrock Automotive. Razorback basketball on your home of the Hogs, 103.7 The Buzz.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural Pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
Her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait.
Well, Scott, I put a SOS text out, but I hadn't got a response. But we can talk about
SOS
it.
SOS text, too.
Yeah,
that's,
well,
that's big
yeah,
time.
I don't know. I was just, hey, are you available for a couple minutes? And I think he had an event going on because I talked to him at like 5:20.
He's always up something.
And he was headed somewhere on the other side of Memphis, but our buddies over at Soul and Spirits. Have
one of the best
started
breweries around.
A new venture, ciders.
Well, we hadn't mentioned this.
Yeah.
Our friend Leo that we've had on the show.
Yeah.
And we've had Black
we
Apple
not,
on twice.
Yeah, when we
Leo
haven't
sat
mentioned
here in
this.
The studio once, a little tipsy, but
yeah.
Awesome guy. We love Leo. They're going, I don't know that they're going out of business or if they passed on. I don't know.
But I don't Black know. We sold them, and we no longer
popular.
Sell them.
Yeah,
as far as I know, they're not in business anymore.
Their taps are everywhere, but they're going away.
Yeah, I mean, we ran out of beer. We ran out of beer about mid-December, or cider.
Cider, yeah.
And made a phone call and reached out to our friends at Soul and Spirits out of Memphis, a Arkansas-owned company. It's based in Memphis, but there is ownership within Arkansas. They're from Arkansas. They just decide, do you build a brewery in Paragould or do you build a brewery in Memphis? Well, the market's a little bit bigger in Memphis, so they decide to tilt towards Memphis. We made a call as a distributor and said, hey, we have an issue. I don't have a cider anymore. And lo and behold, they said, we'll come up with one. I happened to talk to Ryan when he was in New Hampshire at Christmas. And I would say, if you know anything about cider, I think that northeast part of the United States, they make a lot of cider up there.
Is that when he went to Omegang?
I don't know.
Texted him something, and he's like, I'm at Omegang. I'm like, what? That's my favorite
brewery. It's possible because his sister-in-law lives up in the northeast, and they were there for Christmas. But he bought about 50 different types of ciders in about a week and a half period in the Northeast and sampled and tried.
Oh, you know they're making some high-quality ciders.
He came back
too.
And decided to make a hibiscus.
Passion fruit
cider. And
we got it here for
it
the first time.
It was delivered to us yesterday.
Well, let's see what we think.
The first can I had was yesterday, and he had said he had never made a cider in his life. He had had a couple buddies that he knew that made ciders and reached out to them. And this is going to be something that's hitting the market tomorrow.
That's delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
This
is an adult soda.
It's
very good.
It's called Cardinal Ciders. They're going to brand it completely different than Soul and Spirits.
All right.
It's going to be Cardinal Ciders by Soul and Spirits, but they're going to try and branch that cider off of Soul and Spirits and make it its own brand. And, you know,
I assume named after the greatest baseball team in the history of Major
League
Baseball.
Maybe. I don't know.
St. Louis Cardinals.
But the good news is right now it's draft only. Mm. Only because creating something in draft is much easier than getting can label approval. I mean, I'm telling you, we went from literally the week of Christmas to now 2 months later, and we have product in hand. Yep.
And that's pretty high quality.
And Chris, in being in the brewing industry, I know you're not on the distributor. Your beer's not sold out.
Nope,
just planning, like never even thinking about if I called you and said, I need something – 2 months from now, that's a lot of planning.
Oh yeah,
you know, like, and they were able to come through, and I think you're going to see multiple iterations of different flavors and different packaging.
Good. Very good.
But if you're looking for a cider out there, it hits bars and restaurants tomorrow. So I'd say I'm gonna be a salesman right here, and I'm no shame in me. Yeah. As Scott either or anybody else we have, go ask your local bar for it. If they had Black Apple before, you know,
that's really
it's an
tasty
Arkansas-owned brand. It may not be made in Arkansas, but it's Arkansas-owned. Yeah.
Hey, I got another Arkansas one for you. I saw cans on the shelf this week of a juniper tree out of Paragould.
Ooh.
Did you see those?
Juniper tree
meadery.
Oh, ooh. I did see. Yeah. I haven't seen the cans, but I did see something about that.
I started to grab some. I'll go get some this weekend.
Yeah.
I've been there. It's a nice little meadery, real quaint. Yeah, nice looking cans. They had two different styles. I'm not going to pretend to know which ones they have. I'll try them. We'll talk about them next show.
I made a mead once.
How did it turn out?
Mead's easy to make.
It was drinkable.
Yeah?
It's easy to make, but it's hard to make good.
Couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Somewhere between 3 and 20. Yeah.
I went and got a bunch of Arkansas honey at the farmer's market and started mixing water, honey, and yeast.
I'm telling
After
you.
After that, I don't know. I mean,
mead
but
is
I did
God's
make,
hands
there.
But I did make it in gallon batches. I was not trying to make 5-gallon batches.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, but I did actually do like a blueberry, a straw. I bought enough that I could do like 3 or 4 gallons, and I had some old gallon glass carboys.
Oh yeah,
and I just slapped in one just straight mead, one with a bunch of blueberry juice. I did some strawberry, and I'll say it was drinkable.
Absolutely.
But I don't, you know,
the stuff I had from Juniper Tree is more. It's very good. It's more than drinkable.
Well, and Chris, really I'll say this too. Scott and I always joke, as I told you before, we realized we could buy better beer than we could make. But I don't know if you're a Seinfeld guy.
Oh, yeah.
There was an episode of Seinfeld where the ugly baby, but the mama thought it was beautiful. I kind of felt that way about my beer and everything I made. I made a cider one time that I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like you're never going to tell your own they're ugly or it doesn't taste good.
That's right.
All right, Chris, I got something we hadn't covered yet. I got something we hadn't covered. Tell us about your food at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For the non-beer or the beer drinkers that love it.
Absolutely.
Well, I didn't get to eat. Saw plenty of it coming out, and it looked great. The menus looks pretty.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's my wife. She's been a cook her whole life. And honestly, just, you know, sometimes you see those home cooks that go on to do, you know, big things, and they'll be on the shows and whatnot. And I always felt like my wife was that way.
Kind of like home brewers?
Yeah, yeah, like a good home brewer who just knows what they're doing and just putting it together and loves taste and loves flavor. And the sad thing was she'd make it, and then I'd be like, oh, man, I can't wait to have that again. She'd say, good luck. I don't remember what I did.
That's the one that can create just from what – see, my wife can do that.
Yeah.
She can look at the cabinet.
There's
and go,
a lot of cooks
I got
out
this.
There. Yes,
boom. She
whips
up
good.
Something. I'm like, what?
That's
this
what
is
it's
great.
About. Yeah. And I honestly, like, to me, I love to see her shine. And so she's been just making some great stuff. She'd be mortified that I'm even talking about
What's
her
name?
Right now.
Give her a shout out.
Her name's Kim Robbins. And she's amazing. She's beautiful. And she's amazing. And just does awesome stuff. And so we have, it's all showcasing our bread, which is wild yeasted bread. It's, you know, 4 ingredients. You've got yeast, you got flour, you got water, and you got salt, and that's it. And so it's lower on the glycemic index. It's actually better for you. It's glutenless. So a lot of our, like our carnitas, we have a Razorback melt, which is made from fresh pork that we get local from Lone Oak, farm-raised pork.
Love it.
And our grains, our spent grains, go to him. So he just got 1,000 pounds of spent grains from our Czech Pilsner and our Blackberry Hibiscus Hazy that is a big seller. So, yeah, and so it's all that's going to him. It feeds his pigs, and then his pigs feed us.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
It's a
thing.
Circle of life.
Yeah, but, yeah. That's right. And so, you know, and that's our food. So, like, we have handmade tacos with carnitas, birria. We're looking at doing a second birria type, which has got the almost like a birria quesadilla, which you take the birria compote and you just the fat that's on there, and you just rub it all over the tortillas, and then you grill it up, and it's just amazing.
So, well, see, speaking of talking about all this, we only have about a minute left in this segment. If I want to come see you guys,
yeah,
we know you're in Cabot,
that's
but
right.
How do we get to you?
So you just come down Main Street.
Take the second exit.
That's right.
Hook a right.
Yep. Come down Main Street, and as soon as you see the rail yard on your right, with all that, we're right on the left, and it's a big setup, and it says Buckman Brew House, and you're just going to hang around the parking lot to your left and go down, and you can park in the back, and
entrance
is
the rail yard.
Yeah, you could park at the rail yard, walk across the street. That's fine. Yeah, you could do that, or you could hit, you know, on the other side. And then our entrance is right in the alley. And
what are y'all open? What days and times?
Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9. Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 10. Friday through and Saturday.
And unfortunately, we'll let people know, just like our friends in other dry counties, you got to come there to try the beer.
Yes.
Unlike breweries in wet counties, unfortunately, they can't sell beer to go.
That's right.
So go visit these guys.
That's right.
If you find a beer, just even if you're just going up there and having one beer a day, go support them.
And we love it because a lot of people that come in are trying those flights and getting those.
But you know what you can buy to go?
Yeah.
Bread, right?
That's right. Bread
Darn right.
Yep.
So you can get
a
bread.
Alcoholic bread.
Yeah. That's the next iteration, right?
No, I tell you one thing I noticed. Some places will open up and they're like, just throw some stuff in the deep fryer.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like you guys put a little love in it.
That's right.
This is not.
Come on, man. They make homemade
fried
bread. You think they're
nothing
gonna,
against deep
fried. You think
fried
they're
going to
skimp on the food?
We do it a little different. Our black beans are delicious.
So, hey, if you don't like
scratch,
beer, go by and drink some tea with the look like the really.
Go check them out for the food. All right. When we come back, we only have a couple minutes left. And
I got stuff.
You got stuff because I have nothing.
Oh, I got stuff.
All right. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Attention.
If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-382-9100. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-382-9100. That's 501-382-9100.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter agent Hayden Strickland in Sherwood, Vic Seiden Schwartz in Carlisle, or Todd Matthews in Benton today.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen, Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Space Sweet Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
I mean, I got to say, I met Chris about an hour and a half ago, and I consider you a friend, buddy. So we're having beer with friends right now.
Hey, this is a good guy.
Real quick.
If you're around Cabot or anywhere, go check these guys out.
I'm going to come up there. I'm going to go visit one of my accounts on the county line there and come eat lunch one day.
Awesome. You're going to tell me when you do.
Yeah.
Because I'll be there.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. I know, go see our friends. Go see Chris and his wife up at Buckman Brew House and Bakery in Cabot. But Scott, our friends who we couldn't do the show without up at New Province, they got some things going on.
They got a lot going on. They got their this weekend. They got the Girl Scout cookie pairing,
John always comes on and talks about that. And I wish I could get up there. For that.
It sounds like a blast. They're obviously just pairing Girl Scout cookies with their beer. They got their event that's really taken off in the last few years. That's the King for a Day.
It's a homebrew event.
It's a homebrew event. Yeah, and that's on the 21st of March, second annual this year. It's a big deal. They had a blast with it last year, and John told me to remind everyone that the 10th anniversary of New Province is coming up. Now, if you know the beers they've done every year for anniversary beers, and there's been some great ones. I don't know
when's the 10th anniversary coming up.
I don't know the
date.
We
got to get him on here.
We
got to get him on here, but more importantly, we got to get him to bring some of that beer. He's got to bring some of that beer for us. So
I don't know what it is yet. I really don't, but every year it's great. It's going to be great again this year. Go check out our friends at New Province, friends and sponsors at New Province. We love them up in Rogers, and you find them all over Central Arkansas.
And I do want to thank Tracy over at Southern Tell.
Yeah, she hooked us up
tonight. Boss. She really did. I know you said you got it, but and I did see you pay for it. so I wasn't going to. But as I've heard, you've got a pretty big expense account.
Come on,
so you're
man.
Probably going to buy my lunch the day we go up to Buckner.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But
somewhere
anyway,
I can't sell any beer. I'd be happy to go
them,
in.
Thank them for having us there, a little meetup. And I got to tell you, go check them out. Just their food. Not, yeah, the beer's great, too. But
we all had different.
I had the beer can chicken. And it was excellent.
What'd you think of your Oklahoma Smash? I know you're a burger fanatic.
I love me a good Oklahoma Smash. That was really good.
They make a great burger.
Yeah, the
there,
onions and everything mixed. Yeah. It was just perfect.
Southern Tail killing it.
Chris, thanks for coming in. We got to do this again.
Yeah,
especially
your first timer. When you get to five, we buy you like a green jacket.
Oh, okay.
Ask anyone who's been on here.
Scott, me and you miss shows occasionally, but I feel like we have a good fill-in guest host.
Hey, I would love to be here.
So, anyway, go see our friends in Cabot, Buckman Brewhouse and Bakery. Yeah. Look them up on Facebook.
Buy some merch. You got merch yet?
Yes,
store?
Sir. So we do. We're getting more shirts, hats, hoodies, all the good stuff.
And some
money. Good glasses.
Yep.
Good pint glasses.
Scott, see you in 2 weeks.
Cheers, y'all.
Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon right here on 103.7 The Buzz.